Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
All right, everyone. Hello. Welcome back to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam. We are now back live and on air here. Once more, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam. We will be taking callers today with a question, a single question on any topic within your lives that you choose to ask about. Once more, if you're in the queue today and you want to have your question answered, if you have not, push the number 1 on your touch-tone phone in order to raise your hand. And then that will let us know. That puts a little icon next to your number here to let us know that you want to be taken live and on air. Also, if you have been at one point during the show taken live and on air, we're going to ask you to push the number 1 on your touch tone phone again in order to unraise your hand. But we're going to see how this goes. Sometimes we do end up taking the same caller by accident more than once, so just bear with us. Once more, if you want to check out our new site at merlinsstaff.com, that's Merlin like the wizard, staff like the walking stick, .com, merlinsstaff.com. You were able to go over there, schedule appointments for private sessions now. We offer a lot of spiritual services and products through that site. Also, custom-made dream catchers that have been made by myself, Reverend Adam, and traditionally blessed, okay? Traditionally made and blessed dream catchers. So check it out. We're going to go ahead and start our calls for today. Our first call today is area code 310. First 3 digits are going to be 890. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend. This is Brittany calling from Los Angeles, and I have a quick question for you. I just wanted to know what you are picking up in regards to my current relationship with my boyfriend. We've been together for about a year and 7 months now, and I'd like to move forward. I just wanted to see where he stands with moving forward.
Okay. You know, I feel that he wants to move forward. There is that willingness to do that. I think there's a lot of nervousness still around it. I feel that there is a lot of healing that has to happen within him. He's been doing some of it, but maybe not all of that healing. And I feel that you will see it moving forward in time. But the message here is more clearly about going ahead and communicating your feelings, going ahead and communicating what you're thinking or wanting clearly, and not to walk on eggshells anymore. The eggshell game is over with now. Now it's time to state clearly what you want, to be precise. As long as you're communicating, you will see that improvement happen. Okay. A lot of times we also want to see them making an effort without being prompted.
Yes. Exactly.
And we want to,
that's
where we're at. But sometimes we have to prompt it to come out. Remember, we can be people that are very emotionally in tune. We want to communicate. We want to get down to the detail. But then sometimes, you know, that doesn't always happen in the other individual's mind. They're more about taking their time, seeing what can happen, you know, kind of playing it out. In this case, I feel like, okay, they need to be a little bit prompted here and there, but it's not going to always be the case. There's not always going to have to be a prompt from your end. We want to see effort. That effort will happen, but sometimes we also have to put effort in as well in order to get the effort that we desire, okay?
Okay, so you're saying I'm not putting in effort to get the effort I desire?
No, I'm saying that you're putting in the effort, hon. I'm just saying let's not walk on the eggshells with the communication anymore.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. I won't do that.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm feeling like they want that progress. They're just not, they're not seeing how putting in the effort at this point, like, is lacking from their end. It's like they're so focused, not necessarily not on the relationship, but they're so focused in a different manner. Okay?
In a different, you mean like financial, on success? Personal?
No. Just their thought process. Like the way you might be perceiving it to be able to move forward might be different than the way they perceive it to be able to move forward. That's why I say don't walk on eggshells anymore.
Okay. Speak my mind then and see what happens.
Yes.
Hopefully he'll be receptive. If not, then I'll just have to keep moving, you know?
Right, right. Well, you know, ultimately, it's not about settling anymore. There is no settling in this world for less than what you really want. Speak your mind, speak your truth, let it be. Don't block your throat chakra, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
Thank
I appreciate you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, next caller today is area code 865. First three digits are 275. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is Lynn, and I am in California. And I'd like to ask, hi, I've been expecting some monies coming in, and I'd like to ask when you may feel or see those monies coming in. Do you feel it for this month or
yeah.
I don't know. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why am I sensing like government relation here?
Okay. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I do feel it coming in. I see it will be pretty soon. Unfortunately,
okay.
I do not have a direct timeline on that. They're not giving
okay.
me one because there is not one. Okay.
Okay.
The thing is that it would be great if we had one. It'd be something to look forward to. But I also feel that the reason we don't have one is because it's so up in the air right now. There's so much to be done with it, you know. It's like the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing, then that gotten straightened out, and then that wasn't straight all the way, so it had to be redone. There's a lot of stuff
right.
that's behind this sort of stuff, okay?
And
yeah. that's what I'm picking up on just initially with this. So there is a little chaos around it, but trust that the universe is finding a way to make this happen for you. It is coming
yeah.
about. I think it will happen in the most divine timing that is appropriate for you. But I also
yes.
feel like when we have something like that in the lingering, we're looking forward to it because then we're able to pay this bill or that bill and we're able to go ahead and say, oh, well, when I get this money, I hope it comes in time so I can pay my rent or my mortgage or whatever. But that's because we're depending upon a source that you have not gotten into your hands yet. And then that becomes frustrating when you get a timeline and it doesn't meet that timeline, even if they gave it to you themselves and said, okay, we'll have it to you by this date, and it doesn't arrive there. You see what I'm saying? You can't just depend
yeah,
upon something
exactly.
you don't have yet in your hands.
Yes,
okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yes, totally agree. Okay, well, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank
Blessings.
You.
Thank you, Reverend
you
Adam.
Well.
Have a good
Blessings.
Evening.
Have a good
thank
day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, next caller today is area code 6131. Okay, let me do that over again. Here we go. Dyslexia people, sorry. We've got 31909 as our next caller. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Sure. Suzanne, Long Island. And my question is, I'm subbing at a teacher aide for a certain school, and they're hiring. I think soon will I be getting hired?
I believe you will be getting hired, yes.
Do you know when?
Okay. We are seeing around the 17th, 18th, and 19th of this month. So I'm getting three particular dates.
Great. When are they going to tell me?
Right. Well, we only really do one question per caller, but because I let the last one do it, I have to be fair. Now, what we're seeing here is, let me see here. Yeah, there's some, there's still stuff in the air. Okay. Re-ask that question again one more time.
Well, when are they going to say that I'm hired or, you know, like you're hired, but you'll do the paperwork and start?
No, that's the timeline I gave you. The timeline I gave you is the when. Okay, what was the second one?
Like, you know, am I going to hear next week that I'll be hired the 17th or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Like they might have to say ahead of time.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you, is that that's when you're going to get the news.
Oh, not till then.
Yes.
Okay. And then I'll start around then. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you. You have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to go to our next caller here. Our next caller today is area code 305-773. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please say your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. My name is Seema. I'm calling from Miami.
Yes.
I wanted to ask about a relationship. This guy and I, his name is Amir. We've been seeing each other on and off, and I wanted to see if there would be a relationship.
Okay, let me see here. And it's been going on for like 2-3 years now?
Like, it's going to be like a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Year and a half. Okay, so almost 2 years. All right, let's see here. Yes, I do get that the relationship will develop. It's still going to take a little bit of time to get it on the right track. It seems like they're not quite over with trying to remove themselves from old energy in their lives. Like, they're still trying to finish out their old part of their life in order to move on with the new.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah, he's been, like, he's very distant. Like, you know, always on and off like that. And no matter how many times I tell him I don't want to see him anymore, he still calls me all the time.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that every time I see him, I think, you know, things would change. But it's like, it doesn't. It's like we stay in the same place, like, all the time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm feeling like you are going to notice a difference, but just as I told the first caller on today's show, speak your mind. Be honest how you feel, what you're looking for. And, you know, don't block yourself by beating around the bush. Be very straightforward about it, okay?
Okay.
As long as you keep that throat chakra open, I see good things for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, we're going to go ahead and bring on our next caller momentarily. Once more, please don't forget to check out our website at merlinsstaff.com. That is Merlin, like the wizard, staff, like the walking stick, .com. You can schedule private appointments through the website now. You can also go on there and take advantage of other spiritual services and products that we offer. I make traditionally blessed and made dream catchers, and offer those on that site as well. Please don't forget to check it out. Set up a account through the website, and you can make appointments for private sessions. We can get a lot more in depth with a private session than we can on the show. The show is here to help provide a service to the community, but also to help bring in and promote the business and offer our services that we do in a more advanced setting. All right, next caller today is area code 323. First three digits are 933. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air.
Hi, Rev. How are you?
Go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. Yvette.
Hi, Yvette. Nice to hear you again.
I know. You sound amazing. Anyway,
thank you.
I just want to ask a general love question. Just see what's cooking in that arena.
All right. Well, this year appears to be a very good year for you, okay? Unlike the last one.
Yep.
And I'm feeling here that this year, who have you met, hon? Because I'm feeling like there's somebody already in the spectrum.
You know, I've met a few interesting people, someone from my past, and then that's definitely not a go. We cut friendships off or whatever you want to call that person.
Yes.
There's other people that keep, there are people that pop up that I think are showing me what I really like in a man. And so I'm using those prototypes, but as of right now, I can't say those are the guys or anyone is like really stepping forward.
Yeah. Okay. I'm seeing someone coming in here that is going to be very good. There's no hang-ups, no past healing work that needs to be done. This person has everything on their shoulders in a good manner, okay? And I'm seeing something new blossoming. Okay. The old stuff is there. Maybe that's what I'm picking up on, but there I still see one potential good one that seems to be already here, that seems to already be present.
Okay. I mean, it's funny because I ran into a guy at the Conscious Life Expo and someone that I worked with last year, and I think he would be a prototype. He's younger than me, but he would still be a prototype of what I'm interested in. But we didn't really get numbers, but I'm sure if God wants us to connect, we will. I'm not even worried about that stuff. But I just felt like the energy was nice. And, you know, just putting it out there, like, how I want this person to be in my life. And no neuroses, no light, you know what I mean? Just kind of, you know what I want, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, keep an open mind because things are about to get a little crazy, but good, in a good way, okay?
Okay.
And we're
like
seeing
that.
April, we're seeing May.
Okay. I'll hold on tight for you and let you know.
Hey, so let me ask you, did that job situation a long time ago work out for you after all?
I've gotten so many readings from you. I'm not quite sure.
Okay, yeah. I'm just curious, but anyway, we'll catch up another time.
We totally will. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Okay, moving on. We are also going to go to the next caller again. Area code 310, first three digits are 722. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name's Renice. And I'm calling from California. And I was calling to see if you see me in a relationship with someone that I know, or is it someone that I'm going to meet, someone new?
Good question. Okay, let's see here. Hold on. Who's the friend that's been trying to help you out here? Do you have someone that's been counseling you or trying to help you?
No.
No? Okay. Because I feel like a friend of yours might have a crush on you that you're not aware of. But, okay. So, let me see here. Yeah, I'm getting someone that you know, okay? I feel like there's another opportunity coming in, a new one, but the one that you know is the one that pulls to me strongest, okay? So someone that you know is what's coming to me strongest right now. That means that at this moment, you have a good opportunity with someone existing in your life, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Next caller today is area code 601. First three digits are 466. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
This is Tara. I'm calling from Mississippi. And just had a question about love. Do you see anything coming up?
No. Okay, so question about love. Do I see anything coming up?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. One moment, excuse me.
Okay.
Now give me one moment here. I'm kind of feeling like I need to pull a card for you.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and grab my cards. And I'm going to go ahead and shuffle the cards. Focus on your energy because something's been blocking you for a while now. Every time you try and build, it just falls apart like no tomorrow, okay?
Uh-huh.
So give me one moment. Yep. Okay. Let me first ask you, I'm going to spend a little bit more time with you, and I do apologize to our other customers. We'll get to you momentarily as soon as we can. But this one I'm really feeling driven to go in on right now. With you, hon, I am seeing that I need to ask you a few questions, okay? The first question is,
Okay. What
kind of issues did you have in the workplace, and who was the person that was very jealous? It was a female.
I don't know, but that was a while ago. I did have to leave a job because of a female had a falling out. It was a couple of years ago.
Okay. And for the last couple of years, you've been having some problems with building back up, not just in the financial department, but also in love.
Yes.
Okay. And this individual that you had that falling out with 2 years ago that you lost the job over or had to leave, I'm seeing a lot of chaos around this. I'm seeing a lot of, gossip, kind of like telling lies. I'm just seeing a lot of evil coming from that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
this one, are you aware that they put something on you?
No.
Okay. And do you know what I mean by that?
Not kind of, I guess.
Okay. Let me be very specifically clear about this without trying to go into too much detail, okay?
Okay.
This individual was very jealous of you. They saw your potential. They saw your light. They saw how people interacted with you. They got very jealous of that because they're just a very insecure person. Then they created a whole bunch of chaos around your work area and all that was going on. It felt like they had some kind of power over you, okay? Then what happened was not only when you left that position, okay, they did not stop at that point. They wanted to make an even more further point because they're just plain evil. I mean, it's like you looked into their eyes and there was no soul there, okay? And what I'm going to tell you is that they put something on you. What I mean by that is they put a curse on you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That curse is no good. What they did was they put something on you to make you fail in anything you try and do or touch, okay? And I'm going to tell you right now, you've been having problems with bills. You've been having problems with, just about everything you can.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing here there was someone in your life, I don't know if it was at that same time or not, but there was someone in your life, okay, that was already there either at that time or slightly after, and this person was a good opportunity for you in your love life. This person was a great individual that could have really succeeded, and there was a few problems in their life that they had to take care of, but it was like their willingness to do that was there. It all came crashing down when you least expected it, and you were holding on for quite some time, but you realized at some point it wasn't going to work, so you had to let it go, because it just, like, they turned on a dime. The whole way they were handling it, what they were doing was just not the same. So I want to ask you, am I on the right track with this?
Yes.
Okay. So my suggestion to you, hon, is I do see you succeeding, but I feel like you need to get this stuff off of you that was put on you. You need to get that taken off of you first. Now, I don't know if you have a person that you know that does the removals or not. So if you want to go to anybody, that's okay, but you need to get it removed. I do suggest you go to my website because I do that stuff myself very professionally.
Okay.
If you go to my website, you get in touch with me. The phone number for me directly is also within the show page description at the bottom. Get in touch with me directly. We can take care of that for you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, and you have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everyone. Sorry about that, but sometimes I just get that message. We really got to help a person and make it clear to them. Our next caller today is going to be area code 347. First three digits are 463. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, my name is Tanika. I'm calling from Long Island, New York, and my question is, I wanted to know what you see future-wise with me and an individual named Frank. He and I, it's just constant on and off. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if we're going to work out and finally have a future or not.
I understand, and I can tell you right now, Tanika, I feel like their interest is there, but their motivation is really lacking, okay? I feel like they've lost sight of how to love themselves, and they don't know how to love somebody else. And the reason for this is because of their other experiences, and they have been hurt in the past. I feel like they're also kind of a little bit more at fault for that as well. So it's kind of like a mutual 50-50. Whoever they were with has hurt them. They allowed it to happen in a way. It's kind of like a push and pull there, okay? I do feel like they have those feelings towards you, but the motivation's lacking. There's some depression in the way. And I don't know if you've noticed that with them.
Kind of, but he doesn't let me too close. It's like 1 minute he's all over me, and next minute he's like, oh, I don't want a relationship. And I'm like, okay, you know, what's going to happen with us? Like, how do you really feel about me? You know, like, how can you?
Yeah.
It hurts.
I understand. I understand. I really do. Let me put it this way, okay? If they have told you they don't want a relationship, that is really indicating right now they have these feelings for you, but they're not ready to move on. That means they don't want to face their own healing. They don't want to face their own progress. They're happy staying in that misery at the moment because that's all they've known. They're afraid of the unknown at this point. They're afraid of being hurt again, and they don't feel good enough, and they feel like they'll only end up hurting you in the end, okay? Even though you may feel like you're strong enough to go through it, you're strong enough for the both of them. I mean, for the both of them, for the both of yous, okay? But their perception is not quite there yet. And honestly, while it could work out, it's going to take a long time. And the question more becomes, how long are you willing to wait? And how much are you willing to keep putting the effort in to be the one to always prompt it?
Yeah, I just don't know. because I didn't know if we would end up in something, you know, if this was, if it's worth it, if we are going to end up in something. You know,
I understand. I understand. There is a soul connection here. It's very much like a soul mate in a way, because you share so much energy in common with each other. But I don't like to give bad news, but I give the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between on the show. It's only ethical. I don't feel it's worth it, hun. I feel like you're always going to be with this person carrying some kind of dead weight.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. I wish you the best upon your journey, but I think it'll go so much smoother for you and so much faster towards your goal of success and romance if you're able to sever this connection. Right
okay.
now, it doesn't serve you. I will give you the best advice, okay? Because I can't tell you what to do. I can only suggest it. But what I do suggest you do is look within your heart. Look within your gut, okay? Stop thinking about the situation and feel it. Ask yourself, take a few minutes in a meditation one day by yourself alone and ask your gut, is it worth it? Do I feel like I still want this? Does it serve me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Thank you, love. You have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller today is area code 813. First three digits are 787. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, hi. Yeah, hi. I'm Debbie from Cleveland, Ohio. How are you?
I'm great, Debbie. How are you? Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah, I just wondered if you have any messages for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's funny. I you know, the first thing as you're talking, I'm getting here is financial, okay? Are you waiting on some kind of back pay?
Well, maybe not a back pay, but maybe some sort of investment that I'm hoping comes through.
Okay, I got you. Well, what it is that it is an investment then, but you are going to see that come through, okay? The message is don't give up hope because it looks a little gloomy. It's out there. It's coming.
Okay. Now, that's
you know,
all that you
picked. One thing I want you to vibrate at is as if it was already here, okay? So
yeah.
Feel like what it would feel like if you had it already.
Yeah, that's right. I try to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
It's
just stay
sometimes
in that
it's hard to do
vibration
it.
And manifestation.
Yeah.
You're good. Mhm.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, there is one other thing here. Who's on the other side? It's a female. I'm going to believe that this person is older than you because that's the kind of energy that I'm getting. They
mm-hmm.
want you to know that they're there and they're trying to look out for you.
Oh, that's good. Okay. No names on that, though?
I wish I got a name. Honestly, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I don't have a specific name, okay? But one thing I keep getting is, like, outdoors, fresh air, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in. You have a great evening.
Oh, well, thank you. You too as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to go ahead to our next caller now, which is area code 480. First three digits are 519. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Michael in Nevada. And I just left my relationship situation that I was living with, and unfortunately right now my dog is still there, and I've got a couple people that are looking to come and foster her, and I'm also going to go the route of, you know, to try to get an emotional support letter from the VA on Monday. how do you see this all working out? Because she literally has me by the short and curlies and
yes.
is making my life okay. miserable right now.
Okay.
And she's not a dog person, so it
yeah.
saddens me for my dog.
Yeah, well, she's not a pet person, period, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let me tune into this. What's the first letter of that name?
Of the dog?
No, her. The person her. That's got you by the short and skinny.
Oh, M.
M, okay. You know, I really feel that you're going to need to move very quickly. It looks like you already are trying to do that. That's good, okay?
I have
I
a place.
Don't give, huh?
I have a place through the VA. They gave me an apartment.
Wonderful, wonderful. But I'm saying about the dog's well-being, okay?
Oh, yes.
You're going to want to move very quickly, and I see you're already doing that as far as a dog's well-being, okay?
Yeah.
And I feel like you don't want to stop. One of the messages about this is don't give up hope. Don't give up your efforts. Just keep at it. Okay. This individual is very sneaky and does a lot of stuff out of spite. Okay. They are pretty
yeah.
much capable of harming the animal.
Hmm.
I don't
I
know
could
if
see
that's
her just taking
it, or not.
I could see her just dropping her off at the pound.
Yeah. Yeah. So move very quickly. I feel you'll get it accomplished. I think that we can get the dog out of there in time, but do everything you can, okay? If you're hesitating on anything, don't hesitate. Long as it's not putting yourself or other people's lives at danger,
right?
Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I've got a couple that's going to look meet her tomorrow. And then I got a call from another woman who would be willing to foster, you know, for a short period as well.
Yeah, I think one of these two options will work out for you, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay. Great. And what about the job situation before I let you go? There's something in the mix here, but it's not quite over yet.
Yes, no, there's that work from home job, but because of the situation – that I was in because it took so long to get a job. So I'm at a
yeah.
place, I have to go through the VA's process. So I can't technically have a job and be here. So they said, don't mention that and keep putting it off for a later time because I have to work within
yeah.
their system to find a job. So I, you know, again, I might have to wait.
Lord,
table.
I hate it when they do this rhetoric. It's freaking bureaucracy, man. But what you do behind closed doors and you don't share, they don't know.
Exactly. So they're probably going to get me, you know, help me out with it. They've got some connections here in Vegas with the main job person with like some of the big casinos, and the casinos
yep.
are really hard to get into. It's like back in the day when Detroit was really good. And being union, it's friends and family only.
Yeah, yeah.
The only way you get in is that. So hopefully there's a connection there, that type of thing. And
yeah.
And
are
then I can always go back
any,
to this.
Okay. Are you experiencing pains within the lower chest region?
Not really anything significant, just slightly tight of just the stress of the dog. And then
yeah,
a little bit of the lower back.
Like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not just stress. I don't see anything really major here, but I feel like you might want to go get a little bit checked out, okay? Even if you have to go to a clinic, man. I know a lot of us don't have insurance. I know I don't.
Right.
But do what you can to just get checked up. That's fine. I don't see anything majorly wrong. I just feel like we need to balance it out a little bit better.
Yes. I have an appointment on the 22nd with my primary at the VA.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
No, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. All right, next caller today is area code 914. First three digits are 522. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Catherine. I am from New York, And I was wondering if Rob and I will work together, please.
Okay. Rob and you will work together. Hold on. You mean work together romantically, right?
Oh, no, I should specify. No, as a working colleagues, you know, work.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm trying to find
I hear a woman, and then she's asking about a man working together. Okay.
Yeah.
I just got a little confused. Please bear with me here.
Sorry. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks.
Let me tune in here. What's the name of the business?
It would be different projects.
Okay, what does it do? Okay, perfect. That's all I need. That's all I need.
Okay.
I just needed something a little extra to tune into that energy, okay?
Sure.
Okay, that's a big fat yes from the spiritual side of things, so I do not see a problem there. I feel like clear... excuse me. I feel like clear communication will be best. That's the best way to make it work, but I feel like it's going to go so smoothly, I don't see a problem. Okay?
Thank you so very much. I greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. God bless. Thank you.
Bye-bye. God bless. All right. And our next caller, last caller for today, is going to be area code 216. First three digits are 544. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, my name is Shamir from Ohio.
Yes. Hello there.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. I guess, what kind of questions we can ask? I'm sorry.
Well, you can ask any question within your life that is appropriate that you would like to know about, okay? You're calling into a psychic show here.
Right. I just wasn't for sure how this show goes.
Okay.
Well, I guess, I do have just one question. I just been having some suspicions about my girl cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't know if you could clarify that for me.
All right. And what's the first letter of her name?
J.
J. Okay. Give me one moment, please. Okay. You know, while I am seeing that temptation has been there on both ends, I do not feel any actual cheating has taken place.
Okay.
Okay. I do feel that temptation is there, but there is no actual cheating. I feel, though, right now, there needs to be either one or two things happening. Okay? Y'all either need to work on the relationship together, and she needs to be more willing to speak to you about how she's feeling, or it needs to end, and you both need to move on in your own directions. Because honestly, you could do a lot better in your life than be with someone that you feel might cheat on you, man.
Yeah, it's kind of new recently. She's just been like, seemed like just keeping a lot of things, like before I could go through her drawers and she would never have a problem. My main issue with her is abandonment issues. Like, she's kind of hard to kind of commit to me.
Yeah.
She's always like,
I
a little effort in.
Uh-huh. But I also feel this is triggering old feelings from you that are existing prior to this relationship, okay? And I get it.
Yeah.
I really do. She's changed her behavior. That's a little suspicious. I agree with you. But I also feel you have been abandoned and you have been mistreated by others in the past as well, okay? And I feel that has created abandonment stuff within you, okay? I'm not going to say it's a bad thing. I'm not going to say it's unnatural. I'm not going to say it's weird or any of that, because it's not. It's not weird. It's actually perfectly natural. There are so many people walking this earth, normal human beings, that suffer from these conditions because they don't heal their prior experiences, especially childhood experiences, okay? And what I feel from you is I also see where there are things within your childhood experiences that were traumatic for you that have not been healed. Okay. A lot of our callers go through that. A lot of my clients go through that. Okay. I feel like you need to start working on your self-worth and your self-value a little bit more, because it's not based upon other people's opinions that matter. Okay. Other people's opinions don't matter. It's your opinion about yourself that matters.
I agree with you.
Okay. So I wish you the best. And remember, keep that temper of yours under control, man, because you do have a temper. You have a good side, but you also have another side, and there's an extremist side to you. If it's not one way, it's the other, okay? But you're going to end up only hurting yourself that way.
Okay. I have another question. Are you taking any calls after the show?
If you want to, you can contact me directly after the show. I do charge for private sessions.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have
a
telephone?
I can give you my number. Yeah.
Sure.
That phone number is 443-319-3366, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So, and I'm going to go ahead and end the show now. So if you want to give me a quick call, set something up with me, that would be perfectly fine.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, once more, remember, we all have a bit of rage within us. We all have a bit of good and bad within us. Just some of us are more driven by circumstances outside of our own control to go to one side more than the other. But we all have problems. We all have good and bad within our lives. There is no judgment on this show, and nor should there ever be. We want to wish you all a great rest of your evening, a great day, wherever you are out there in the world. And we want to wish you all love, light, and respect. Okay? The end of the day, it's all about how we believe in ourselves that matters. It's all about that self-value we have within us. That really matters. I'm going to end the show here. I want to thank everyone for calling in to today's show. If we didn't get to bring you on air today, I do apologize. Once more, please tune in to next time's show. That's Fridays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And hopefully we can get to you on the next show. Once more, don't forget to check out our website at merlinsstaff.com. That's Merlin like the wizard, staff like the walking stick, .com, merlinstaff.com. And you can schedule private sessions, appointments through that. You can also take advantage of other services that are available. We offer root work to help cleanse out and remove cross conditions, conditions of curses, hexes, and jinxes. We offer spiritual products as well. Please tune in for next time's show. Once more to everyone, namaste, love, light, and good night. This has been your host, Reverend Adam, and you have been listening to Psychic Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all namaste, love, and healing.